like to tell us about yourself?
I would, but first of all, I'd like to thank Tully House. I think for me, this is such a big deal. And I know for some other people, it may not have been such a big deal for them as High Sheriff. But for me to be acknowledged is great. And Tully House has helped increase that acknowledgement and also increase the visibility of High Sheriffs.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So when can you tell us a bit about your High Sheriff year? When were you High Sheriff and what did it involve? How did you come to be High Sheriff?
I think that is the mystery that most of us as High Sheriffs ask about. How did this happen? The High Sheriff process is steeped with tradition and history. And the process of becoming a High Sheriff is clearly somewhat secretive. So a group of Cumbrian know-it-alls come together and they speak about people who they have seen in the community who have done good work. I am terribly surprised that I was one of those people on a list. At the time, I was just doing what I do, which is to try my best to make the community of Cumbria really better, more known. In some way, I also, as a Black woman, wanted to be seen and wanted to be represented. For me, it is most important, but it became even more important after moving here, and I realized how few people of difference were here. So I'm pleased that I was given a chance, but there's a four-year run-up to becoming High Sheriff. So you get told or asked, even though most people will not say no, but you get asked 4 years before, and you have to keep it quiet for an entire year. So, you know, you run around, or I ran around for a year with a secret grin on my face, but not being able to tell anybody why I was so happy, except my husband, of course. After the first year, it becomes part of the public announcement in London. Then you're finally told, as if you're coming out, kind of. You're told that you are going to be the High Sheriff. I was High Sheriff for 2019. So March 2019, I took over and I ended my year, March 2020. My year was a most fascinating year. The great thing about High Sheriff or being High Sheriff is that there are no rules about what you do or don't do. It is entirely up to that High Sheriff of that given year to do as much or as little as you want. You are given no money. You are given some rules about what you can and cannot wear. And you are told that you are representing the Queen. For me, just a huge deal. I am somewhat grateful that my parents met and married in London. So I felt I had a bit of history that High Sheriffs who come from other countries might not have had. Truly grateful that I was considered. And because I felt as if there were some additional pressures on me, I would be England and Wales's third Black High Sheriff in the entire history. First one was in the 1800s, and then there was a woman from Bristol, Peaches Golden, who became High Sheriff a number of years before me. And then there's me, which for me was amazingly fascinating. I didn't quite know how that was done, and I'm truly appreciative for people who acknowledged the work I've done. So with that, my job for the year before I became High Sheriff was to figure out what I'm going to wear. The rules are clear. Based on tradition, there's a very clear expectation for what men should wear. It's the old traditional court suit. For women, there are suggestions of what you should wear, pretty much based on the man. So there's an expectation that there will be a jacket, which will look like a court jacket, a skirt or